Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. This email is from Katie.
Katie says, "Hi all, I recently watched your YouTube video regarding the LSAT score preview option and was surprised to learn that schools will see on my record that I canceled a score." That was, by the way, episode 604, where we talked about LSAT score preview. You might also want to check out episode 75, where we talked about LSAT score cancellations and how they're really only for emergencies. Katie continues, "Prior to joining LSAT Demon, I opted to cancel my October score as it was nowhere near where I wanted to be. That being said, would you recommend that I include an addendum addressing the score cancellation? I was thinking of including information along the lines of knowing I could score better, being unprepared, and or changing plans to take a gap year. Or is it better not to shine a brighter light on the fact that I canceled a score? All the best, Katie."
Yes, it's better to not shine a brighter light on the fact that you canceled a score. And more importantly, when you start making excuses, you're going to have the opposite effect than what you're intending. You're going to be trying to win over your reader, the admissions officer, by explaining, "Oh, this is why I have a cancellation." Almost certainly, they're going to start going, "Oh, that's why you canceled, or you weren't prepared, or whatever. Just don't talk about it."
Yeah, I agree. And whatever, having one cancellation on your record is no big deal. We would definitely prefer that you not use that cancel unless you like didn't finish the test, though. If you go take the test, students are notoriously bad at predicting how well they're going to do. So you really shouldn't cancel without score preview if you finished the if you sat there for the entire time and did the full assignment. Not to say that you had to finish the sections, but just, unless you had an emergency and had to leave the room, you really probably shouldn't be canceling your test. Score preview tweaks that somewhat. You know, what do you get? You pay extra for score preview for the privilege of being able to see your score. Then if you want, cancel it. But when you do that, Ben, all it is just it's essentially a zero, right? Like, let's say you really did terribly and you got a 150 on your official LSAT and you're sad. When you cancel it using score preview, now it's could have been worse than a 150, right? Like now it's a zero.
Yeah. I do think that cancel has less of a punch than any sort of number, but again, it doesn't matter because
there's no punch anyway. Yeah. The schools are really only going to look at your highest score. They're going to admit you or deny you, and they're going to give you a scholarship or not give you a scholarship based on your highest score, not based on any lowest score, not based on any cancels. So there's really no upside to canceling. And there is significant downside if you don't even know what score you're canceling.
Yeah.
And I agree 1000%. And I knew you were going to latch on to her metaphor of not shine a brighter light on the fact that you canceled a score. Because I've heard you say that type of thing about applications more broadly, which is just, you know, why are you spending ink and words and your reader's time talking about the worst parts of your candidacy? You should be constantly steering attention back to the best parts of your candidacy.
Not that we want to learn a lot from politicians, but they're very good at this, right? They get asked a question about some scandal and they're just, I don't know, within a few words, it's back to the agenda that they have and the direction we need to go as a country, and people follow along, even seasoned journalists.
They go right back into something positive, something that's in their favor, something that's good for them. They're going to go right into that every single time. And I was thinking the exact same thing. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of sickening, but it's good advocacy.
Yeah.
And that's what, I mean, attorneys are, you're going to learn how to do that when you're making cases, when you're becoming a lawyer. I mean, you're going to learn that there's evidence that's good for you and you really need to keep talking about that stuff.
Yep.
All right. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.